Hi everybody, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about instant noodles. So big favourite topic for a lot of you guys out there. And by the sound of it, Stephanie in here.
I do love instant noodles.
Mm-hmm.
They're addictive.
I mean, I find them very useful for like, I'm in a hurry. But I think if I was going to go, what do I really want to eat? Probably not instant noodles as a first choice.
See, I have to stop myself from buying them. Just for a naughty treat, because I know they're not very healthy, and they've got a lot of calories for how much food you're getting, because you get hungry after a couple of hours of eating them. But my favorite is, it's the brand called Paigu. It's got Paigu on it, and it is so good. I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as I say, I find them useful. I'll always have like a pack of them around in case it's like, you know, I don't have time to eat a proper meal, or I get back very late, but I want something too heavy.
Do you add vegetables into it?
Sometimes I'll drop an egg in there, or mushrooms, or dopi, the dry tofu skins,
sure.
Just because they're very quick to kind of, you know, boil down and get into there. So, yeah, I will do. All right, so let's listen to this article about instant noodles, then come back and discuss it.
Walk into any supermarket or convenience store in Taiwan, and you're bound to see whole shelves dedicated to instant noodles. This scene is prevalent across Asia and beyond. Though you may enjoy instant noodles, how much do you know about them? Perhaps it's time you learned a little more about this ubiquitous food. Instant noodles were invented by the Taiwan-born Japanese Momofuku Ando in 1958. He came up with the idea of flash frying cooked noodles, which dried them out and gave them a longer shelf life. His new invention became immensely popular after the Mitsubishi Corporation started promoting the noodles. The Japanese even considered instant noodles to be their finest invention of the 20th century, according to a poll taken in 2000. Instant noodles have since conquered the globe. Some 95 billion servings are eaten around the world each year. China leads the world in consumption, annually slurping down 42 billion packages. Taiwan comes in 12th on this list, an impressive feat for a country with such a relatively small population. Taiwan is particularly proud of its own instant noodles, Pao Mian, considering them to be the best in the business. These patriotic sentiments suffered a recent blow when an American blogger known for rating instant noodles omitted Taiwanese brands from his top 10 list. Worse still, two Taiwanese brands appeared in his worst 10 list. The blogger took some serious online criticism for this. However, instant noodle manufacturers in Taiwan weren't too concerned. Their instant noodles still come out on top here. When people are choosing food that can bring instant satisfaction without too much preparation.
Okay, so that's instant noodles for us. So 95 billion servings a year. Stephanie, how many of those do you think you are personally responsible for?
Well, oh, come on. I have reduced my intake of Pao Mian lately. So I try to not eat more than one package a month.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I know.
So let's start off discussing this article with the title, which is Instant Satisfaction. And satisfaction is a noun. It's the noun form of the word satisfy. And satisfaction is the feeling of being happy, content. We say you feel satisfied, so you're feeling satisfaction. For example, after finishing the large dinner, Ernest let out a sigh of satisfaction, I feel really happy, I've had plenty to eat, and I feel good.
Yeah, you might do some volunteer work and get great satisfaction from helping other people. Or you might do a job at work and do a really good job and get a lot of satisfaction from doing a job well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great feeling, to feel happy or pleased about something that you got or that you did. That satisfaction is a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. And if you walk into any supermarket or convenience store in Taiwan, you're bound to see whole shelves dedicated to instant noodles. Uh-huh. And if you're bound to do something or bound to, and then you follow that with a verb, it means you are certain or sure to. So you're certain to see whole shelves full of instant noodles. And that's what the phrase dedicated, or the word dedicated means, is reserved or set aside for a special purpose. So mm-hmm. these shelves are only for instant noodles. You'll see hundreds of different types, different varieties, different brands of instant noodles, and they have their own special dedicated shelf.
And if you haven't tried my favorite, you must. Remember, it says paigu on it. It's a red package, and it's the cheapest type of pao mian you can get. It's so good. Yeah, I can't try any other type because I love it so much.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it. Now, you might have seen this yourself. I'm sure all of you have seen this. If you walk into any convenience store, that's one of the first things you see is the instant noodle section. And though you may enjoy this, actually, it's very popular across Asia and mm-hmm. beyond. We're saying it's prevalent. If it's prevalent, it's common. You can see it a lot, maybe because it's popular. It's just usually seen. And this scene is something you see across Asia and everywhere, actually,
area. I've certainly been to Thailand, and I've seen the same thing, just like lots and lots of instant Thai noodles, full shelf of them.
Oh, and Japan, of course, has tons.
Oh, for sure. So though you may enjoy instant noodles, how much do you know about them? How many facts or bits of history do you know? Mm-hmm. And perhaps it's time you learned a little more about this ubiquitous food. Now, ubiquitous is a funny word there. It's probably hard to pronounce, maybe. Ubiquitous. And it means it's found everywhere. It's extremely common. Wherever you go, you will see it.
We could say that convenience stores are ubiquitous in Taiwan.
And scooters. Scooters are ubiquitous in Taiwan as well.
Smartphones.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone has phones here. They're ubiquitous. So you can see them everywhere. Instant noodles were actually invented, by the Taiwan-born Japanese Momofuku Ando in 1958. So he was born in Taiwan, kind of mm-hmm. cool. He is Japanese, though, and it happened way back in 1958.
Mm-hmm. So he came up with the idea of flash frying cooked noodles. If you flash fry something, you cook it in very hot oil for a very short time. So when you flash fry something, it's kind of intended to just sort of keep the juices in mm-hmm. and not let the oil get into the food, I guess, is the main idea.
Kind of cool process. He was really smart because it produced this brand new type of food. What it did to the noodles is it dried them out and gave them a longer shelf life. When you talk about a food's shelf life, it's the length of time that food stays good and doesn't spoil mm-hmm. or ruin so you can still eat it. For example, rice has a very long shelf life.
Mm-hmm. But something like milk does not.
No. And you can tell because
it'll start to smell.
All you should do is sniff it before you drink it and you'll know.
Other things have a shelf life as well. For example, cosmetics. Uh-huh. A lot of them will have a thing where once you open it, it's good for 12 months.
Or prescription drugs.
Yes. And maybe after the 12 months, then maybe you can still use it, but it might start to smell a little, or the color will change,
uh-huh.
or, you know, some of it will sort of separate, so there's a watery bit and a solid bit instead of a smooth paste.
What you often see on the package is an expiration date.
Mm.
So that tells you when it's no longer good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the article continues saying, his new invention became immensely popular after the Mitsubishi Corporation started promoting the noodles. So here, immensely is an adverb which means the same as very, mm-hmm. but it's an even stronger adverb. So very brown would be something, immensely brown would be very, very, very brown.
Immensely wealthy would be really
yes,
rich.
Really, really wealthy.
Yeah.
So you could say Jimmy was immensely upset when his dog passed away.
Oh.
So he's not just sad, he's really broken up and
sad.
Heartbroken.
I worked for the Mitsubishi Corporation.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my first job out of college.
Mm-hmm.
We actually produced a food as well. It was something called apple chips.
Okay.
Apples that were turned into, like, potato chips, but apples.
Okay, I've seen that with taro here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Taro chips,
yeah.
sweet potato chips, banana chips I've seen.
Those are good, too. Well, they became really, really popular because Mitsubishi, which is a huge company in Japan, probably the biggest Japanese company, started promoting the noodles. If you promote something, you advertise it, you let people know about it so they're interested in buying it. And the Japanese even considered instant noodles to be their finest invention of the 20th century. So in the 1900s, through that whole 100-year period, they thought, of all the things we've invented, including the Walkman, which was invented then, they thought that instant noodles were their coolest, best invention. According to a poll that they had in 2000, a poll is when you ask a lot of people what they think about something, and you get all the information, and then you total it and look at the percentages.
Yeah, very similar to the word survey.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But poll is sometimes used for something slightly more official, like they might take a poll of people's opinions before an election to get an idea how people are feeling, something like that. So we'll take a short break now and listen to our Chinese teacher, and we'll be back to finish the article in a few moments.
Hello everyone, my name is Tina. 今天我们要看的食物呢是 instant noodles, 也就是大家非常耳熟能详的泡面。所以一刚开始的第一句写着 Walk into any supermarket or convenience store in Taiwan and you are bound to see whole shelves dedicated to instant noodles.只要走进任何一家超市或便利商店，你一定会看到呢这些只摆放着泡面的陈列架。在这里，前面几天我们有提到 be bound to do something， 就是有一定会怎么样的意思。而这些架子呢是 dedicated to instant noodles， 本来 dedicate 是有奉献跟供奉的意思，所以如果你说 a temple dedicated to Zeus， 指的就是一座供奉宙斯的神殿。而当然咯，如果你说你致力于或者是奉献自己的人生在怎么样的事物上，你就可以说 dedicate one's life 或者是 dedicate oneself to doing something。举个例子来说， She dedicated her life to teaching English， 指的就是她一生致力于英语教学。我们回到泡面这个主题，在第一段的最后一句提到 Perhaps it's time you learned a little more about this ubiquitous food. 也许该是时候来多了解以这种随处可见的食物咯。在这里有一个特殊的句型，如果我们讲到该是什么什么时候了，我们可以说 It is time that 加子句，或者是 It is high time that 加子句。只不过由于应该是做这件事情的时候，但是与现在事实相反，你并没有去做，所以后面我们要搭配的是过去式的动词。所以要请同学特别注意到，在这里是以 learned 过去式的方式来呈现。再举一个例子来说，你应该要上床睡觉了，我们就可以说 It's time you went to bed。OK, 泡面是怎么来的呢？其实是一个在台湾出生的日本人所想出来的。在第二段的第二句提到 He came up with the idea of flash frying cooked noodles, which dried them out and gave them a longer shelf life. 他想到了一个点子。人当主词提出怎么样的想法，我们可以用 come up with an idea 或者是 come up with a plan。 想到了用大火快炸面条的点子，这样一来我们用逗号 which 来代表前面句子所陈述的内容，这样一来就可以让面条干燥，然后就给他们 a longer shelf life， 摆在架子上的期间当然也就比较久咯。这一段的最后一句提到 The Japanese even considered instant noodles to be their finest invention of the 20th century, according to a poll taken in 2000. 事实上，日本人呢，甚至认为泡面是他们20世纪最杰出的发明哦。在这里的 consider A to be B， 在这里指的就是认为 A 是 B 的意思。为什么会有这样的想法呢？其实根据的就是一个在2000年所做的民意调查。在这里的名词 poll 指的呢就是民意调查。我们常常听到新闻里面讲到 Most recent polls show that support for the government is declining， 指的就是最近的民意调查显示政府的支持率下降的意思。
Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll be right back after that. Hi guys, welcome back. We're discussing instant noodles today. We just found out a little bit about the history, so let's talk about sort of what's happened since then. So the second part of the article begins by saying, instant noodles have since conquered the globe. Now, if you conquer something, it means you take over something or somewhere. It can mean by force, mm-hmm. but in this case it doesn't mean by force, except the force of its popularity, I guess.Instant noodles were so popular, they conquered the world. Now you find them everywhere, in Britain, in the States, in many countries.
You do. But as you said, typically we use this verb to talk about an army、mm-hmm. invading another country without being invited and taking control or power. I could say Samsung seems to have conquered the smartphone market lately. They've been outselling iPhone, these days. So...You can conquer something by doing very well and being more dominant, having more of something.
Yeah, by being the best.
By being the best in a particular market or industry. So these instant noodles have conquered the globe. A lot of people like instant noodles, including Americans, I must say. Mm-hmm. Do you guys eat instant noodles in England?
To be honest, they're probably more student sort of food. Uh-huh. You know, cheap, easy, quick.
Kind of like spaghetti for us in America.
Yeah, and they come in the kind of, you know, you can make them in 2-3 minutes with nothing but boiled water. You know.
Oh, we love those cup of noodles where it's a cup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those are, though the ones in England are really bad. the packets are better, the pot noodles, as we call them.
Pretty bad. Oh, you call them pot noodles.
Pot noodles, were called, yeah, and they're not great.
No, but if you're starving and you're poor and a student, sometimes you're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. Well, how many people eat instant noodles? Well, some 95 billion servings are eaten around the world each year.It's a lot of servings. A serving is just an amount of food for one person.
Mm.
For example, you might sit down to dinner and have a serving of food. If you go back for seconds, that's what we say,
yes,
you get another portion or serving of food.
Mm-hmm.
So a serving is just enough for one person to eat.
Mm.
Or maybe
not slight, you know, maybe a not hungry person or an ordinarily hungry person would have one serving. If you were very hungry or the food was very nice, you'd go back for a second serving or seconds.
Absolutely. We can also use it for drinks.
Mm.
And if you want to know how many calories you're consuming, on the package, you'll look at the back and it'll say serving size. And that'll tell you how many calories you're consuming.For how much food you're eating.
So a serving could be like one bowl of, one plate of, something like that.
True.
So China leads the world in consumption, annually slurping down 42 billion packages.
Wow.
It's a lot of noodles. But China is a very big country, probably no surprise they're number one in consumption. And here consumption is the amount of something that is consumed, which either means used or eaten.
Mm-hmm.
So as well as food consumption, you could talk about electricity consumption. And the world's electricity consumption rises every year. More and more people are using more and more electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So the consumption of electricity is rising.
Yeah, energy consumption. Well, they will annually slurp down 42 billion packages. So...Half of the packages that are eaten are in China. If you slurp, we have to do this sound because it's a great sound.
Yep.
That's slurping, and you guys all know what it is because it means you're eating those noodles and you have that noisy or sucking sound.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you're in Japan, that's considered to be a compliment.
Yeah, it's like saying it's delicious.
Yeah, this is great.
I've also heard from a scientific point of view that slurping uses oxygen in the air, and that actually improves the flavor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. So if you want your noodles to taste better, try slurping them.
Mm-hmm. So if China is number one, Taiwan comes in 12th on this list, which is an impressive feat for a country with such a relatively small population.
True.
Now, relatively here, we mean relatively in comparison. So 23 million is a lot of people, the amount of people in Taiwan. But compared to Taiwan or Russia or America, it's pretty small. So we say it's relatively small. It is small in relation to or when compared to China's population. So that is relatively.
I could say my apartment is relatively small here in Taiwan. You know, it's small, but it's bigger than some places.
Yeah, and
I've
it's big
seen.
Enough for you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. We're also using this word feet. Feet here does not mean a part of your body that you walk with. It's spelled differently, but it's pronounced the same. It's F-E-A-T, and it just means something that you do that shows some sort of skill or strength or maybe something you accomplish. Getting your degree, especially a graduate degree, is quite a feat, you could say.
Very much so.
It's impressive that Taiwan's number 12 because Taiwan doesn't have that many people.
Yeah, compared to all these other countries. So they're definitely eating more than their fair share of instant noodles.
I see a lot of people eating instant noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Taiwan is particularly proud of its instant noodles, which are Paomian.
Mm-hmm.
And they consider them to be the best in the business. They always, a lot of people say Taiwanese instant noodles are the best.
I think they're better than Japanese instant noodles.
Okay.
I do.
They
yeah.
are pretty good. I'm
they're
not going to deny that they're certainly better than the English ones, the
oh,
British
yeah.
ones.
Well, they're better than Americans, too. Ugh.
Yeah. However, here we come to a bit of controversy.
Uh-oh.
These patriotic or patriotic sentiments suffered a recent blow when an American blogger known for rating instant noodles omitted Taiwanese brands from his top 10 list.
Oh.
So this guy, he rates instant noodles. He says these are the best, these are the worst, these have got some good things. He basically says what he thinks, and he omitted Taiwanese brands. He left them off his top 10 list. If you omit something, you leave it out.
How dare he do this?
Well, that is a patriotic or patriotic, as some people say, sentiment from Stephanie there. If you are patriotic, that means you are very proud of your country.
Mm-hmm.
You love it. You want to kind of stand up for it, defend it, and always say good things about it, especially to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty patriotic about England. I always like to talk about the good things that England has.
I love my country. I'm a patriot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call people who love their countries. And I love people who are patriotic towards their own countries. A sentiment is any sort of feeling like an attitude or an opinion. And if you feel strongly about your country, you probably were upset when you heard that some American blogger who probably doesn't even know what instant noodles taste like, good instant noodles, he actually left Taiwanese brands off his top 10 list. If you're a blogger, you're somebody who writes on a blog. A blog is a website, and you just put your personal opinions on there. You can write about some activities coming up. Some people write about their own personal experiences. Some people have blogs about sports. There are lots of different types of blogs. And if you write for a blog, you're a blogger.
Mm-hmm. Do you write? Do you blog?
No, I don't. Do you?
I have.
Oh.
I used to. I haven't really put anything in it for a couple of years now. It sort of ran out of steam.
Your own site?
Yeah, it was just a blog on a blog website.
Yeah.
So it wasn't published or anything. It got kind of transported to my Facebook. So these things would appear on my Facebook periodically.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But I just wrote about whatever was on my mind, sometimes just outright lies and stories and nonsense mostly.
I have a
Nothing
brother
serious.
Who writes on a blog. It's kind of fun if you want to just practice your writing.
This American blogger, not only did he not put Taiwanese brands in his top 10 list, worse still, two of the Taiwanese brands appeared on his worst 10 list.
Oh.
He said two of these brands were some of the worst instant noodles in the world. How dare he?
How dare he is right. He's wrong. The blogger took some serious online criticism for this. So I guess on his blog, you can actually write back to him.
Yeah, you can comment.
Post your comments, and people were upset, and I'm glad they defended Taiwan.
However, whatever he said and whatever other people said, the instant noodle manufacturers in Taiwan weren't too concerned. They weren't worried. They weren't too bothered. They didn't really care what one guy in America thought.
Who cares?
And a manufacturer is a company, sometimes a person, but here we're talking about a company that makes something. They manufacture or make a product.
Typically, if you're talking about a manufacturer, you're talking about someone who produces products in a great quantity. So a lot of products, maybe in a factory, which is where these instant noodles are produced. They weren't too bothered by what this stupid American thought. And I'm going to say that because I'm American. I can say stupid. Their instant noodles here in Taiwan still come out on top. If you come out on top, it means you win. Mm-hmm. You're at the top of the list. People prefer you. People love instant noodles here. When they're choosing food that can bring instant satisfaction without too much preparation, sometimes we don't have time to cook a whole meal. And we need a quick way to fill our tummies and just get back to work sometimes or studying. And these instant noodles are a great thing that helps us save some time. It gives us some instant satisfaction.
Exactly. So that is the end of this article. Let's take a quick listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come back and finish up.
泡面到底有多么受欢迎呢？在第三段的第二句提到 ,Some 95 billion servings are eaten around the world each year, 大概每年会消耗约950亿包的泡面，然而在中国大陆呢，更是领先全球。接着我们来看到最后一段的第一句写着 These patriotic sentiments suffered a recent blow when an American blogger known for rating instant noodles omitted Taiwanese brands from his top 10 list.虽然台湾也对自己的泡面感到自豪，但是这样子的 patriotic sentiments也就是指爱国情操却遭受到打击，这里的 blow 指的就是打击的意思。正因为呢，一个美国的部落客他在他的泡面评比当中遗漏掉了台湾的品牌，在这里的遗漏解释用的动词就是 omit 这个动词，然而这对我们来讲却不必要太担心。最后一句提到 Their instant noodles still come out on top here when people are choosing food that can bring instant satisfaction without too much preparation. 不管怎么说，台湾人在选择可以立即带来满足不需太多准备的食物时，那么泡面仍然是我们第一个想到的东西。所以我们就讲到 come out on top， 也就是我们的首选咯。
Okay, guys, so that is the end of our article on instant noodles, and it's kind of made me hungry.
Me too! I was going to say, Pat, we need to go out, find a convenience store nearby, and get us some instant noodles.
Okay, and you guys can go ahead and do that as well. And so from English Digest, this has been Pat.
This is Stephanie.
And we'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.